If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men were built for Christ, not convenience. Let me say that again. Real men were built for Christ, not convenience. Let me ask you a question. Are you a convenient Christian? That's right. You heard what I asked. I said, are you a convenient Christian? Now, what I mean by that, I mean, do you only want to be Christ-like when it's convenient and it's comfortable? Do you only want to be Christ-like when it's convenient and it's comfortable? See, the truth of the matter is, as Christians, we all want to be Christ-like, don't we? But that's until we have to act and respond like Christ. See, we only want to be like Christ when it's comfortable, when it's convenient, when it's safe, when it's easy. But guess what? The cross wasn't convenient or comfortable for Christ. In Matthew 26 and 29, Jesus prayed and pleaded with God, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Now, this was Jesus referring to going to the cross. And even in verse 42, Jesus was so uncomfortable that he prayed to God a second time. He said, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." In fact, by verse 44, Jesus had prayed that same prayer a third time. But check this out. In verse 46, Jesus says to his disciples, "Rise, let us be going. It's time for me to be uncomfortable." Now, no, Jesus didn't say that, but that's what Jesus did. He stepped out of his comfort zone by inconveniencing himself by paying the ultimate price by sacrificing his life for those who found it convenient to crucify him, to persecute him, to betray him. Now, let me ask you, what would you have done if you were Jesus? Would you have been committed to the cause? Or would you have done what was most convenient, like Peter did, by denying he even knew Jesus 3 times? See, in order to be a real Christian, not just a cardboard, costume-wearing, convenient Christian, you have to be willing to inconvenience yourself like Jesus did. That means we must forgive when it's inconvenient, not just when we feel like it. That means you must serve when it's inconvenient, not just when someone acknowledges it. That means we must be willing to sacrifice when it's inconvenient, not just when there's a payoff or return on our investment. That means you must be willing to submit when it's inconvenient, not just when you're in agreement with authority. That means we must speak up when it's inconvenient, not just when the crowd is in our favor. That also means we must shut up when it's inconvenient, not just when we run out of words to say. That means we must also love others when it's inconvenient, not just when they're lovable or we think they deserve it. See, God called us to be light and salt to this world. Ask yourself, are your Facebook and Instagram posts reflecting light or darkness? Are you being salt on your social media pages or just being salty? Does your Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube channel make God smile or does it make the Holy Spirit cringe? See, Romans 12:2 tells us, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. In other words, don't get too comfortable following the crowd. But it goes on to say, but be transformed. That means change directions, be different by the renewal of your mind. that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Because how can we ever expect to make a difference acting and reacting like everybody else does? If you're going to make a difference, you have to be, act, and think different than most people. When I was a professor, at the end of every semester, I would share a quote, the same quote with my students every single year. And that quote was, if you want to become successful in anything in life, it's very easy. Just watch what most people do in a given situation and do the total opposite. Then I will close with this poem that I'm going to share with you right now. And I called it Not Like Most. See, while most have chosen to be part of the problem, you have chosen to be part of the solution. While most have asked why, you have dared to ask, well, why not? While most men have accepted defeat, you have accepted the challenge to compete. While most men are focused on the obstacles, you remain focused on the openings. While most are overwhelmed by difficulties, you have transformed them into opportunities. While most men have lost all hope, you remain hopeful. While most men have given up, you have certainly not given in. While most men resolve to just talk about it, you have resolved to take action. While most men complain about whence they came, you haven't forgotten who brought you this far. And while most men wish they were like you, I say they wish they were like you, just thank God you're not like most. Because remember this, real men were built for Christ, not convenience. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Now, you also know that I love reading and sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, and I pick them randomly, so who knows, if you decide to leave a review for us, I might pick yours and read yours on the air. Now, usually I give you the ID name of the person who sent one in, but I can barely understand this. The only thing I can see is Mav, and it's like a series of numbers, look like a serial code. But Mav, whatever your numbers are behind your name, this is what he wrote. He left this on iTunes for us. He says, ran across this podcast today, and it hit the spot. I consider myself to be a good Christian, a good man, a good father, and a good provider. However, lately I felt like something was missing. Then I listened to episodes 120, 122, 124, 126, and 128, the five types of men we can be. And something just clicked inside of me. Hope this little review can inspire others to listen. Blessings. And he says his last, and he did put on here, Andy, from Andy. Thank you, Andy, or Mav, whatever the numbers are behind your name. But Andy, thank you so much, man, for leaving that 5-star review on iTunes for us. I really appreciate it. And like I said, we pick them at random. So who knows, if you leave one for us, we might actually read yours on the air. And if you didn't know this already, Real Men Connect is a listener supported podcast. And we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.